Roast from the bottom, I brush the dirt off my shoulders. Pinky ring got a boulder, that bitch, it cost 10 Corollas. Get so Swiss on the beats, I'm so swift for the freak. Know I'm draped like a king, strapped with iron sheet. Call my chick Cleopatra, she got rings on her toes. Kings living forever, I die in balmy and gold. All the bad bitches mourn, somebody sing me a song. Let the kids touch my casket, make sure my neck full of stones. Put my face on that cheddar, got big stones in my bezel. Friends come and they go, but a diamond forever. Make sure this car ride slow. Rose J. Cole, got 3 mil on my neck. Red suede cane gold.
Neck full of diamonds, bracelet full of diamonds, watch full of diamonds, rings full of diamonds. You know I be shining.
Hey guys, it's Sherry Story, rapper for Scarcasm Live with the Geek Scum Rock Collective. To hear what I have to say, call me at 757. No, I'm just playing. For real though, I just want to say thank y'all so much for the big love you gave me on last week's show. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And I also want to say that you guys are so great. I absolutely love the show. Y'all crack me up every single episode. I think y'all make a great team, and I really look forward to hearing y'all talk every week. For some reason, though, I really enjoy the sports section. It's my favorite section. I think I just listening to y'all debate on them teams. Go Pats. Anyway, y'all were spot on with the Neo album. I thought you were totally going to crush my heart and diss it completely, because I absolutely love me some Neo. I am really heavy into this new techno party dubstep era. I really enjoy that type of music for some reason now, but it doesn't matter because I'll follow Neo wherever he goes. I really just enjoy his music, and I think that you broke down the album and, you know, you made that good comparison with the guys and the ladies liking it for what they like it for, so I big ups on that. And Grand Theft Auto 5, it looks so sweet. I'm not really heavy into Grand Theft Auto. It's hard for me to drive. I never really did learn how to drive right in video games, but I'm working on it. I played Saints Row a little bit, but Grand Theft Auto 5, it looks sweet for real. So I think I will try that out when it comes out. And finally, I mean, y'all just keep up the awesomeness. I look forward to every show, and I think y'all, like I say, y'all make a great team, and I really can't wait to hear the next episode. So, hugs.
All right, cool, man. So, yeah, big ups to Sherry, man. We appreciate the love, man. Glad you like the show. What you got to say, Carter? How you feel about Sherry's message?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Nah, real shit, thanks a lot. We definitely appreciate it. Me, myself, I'm definitely going to have to check out your show, because I know JB on the tear, you know, listening to all the shows, leaving feedback. So I guess it's my turn to, you know, go to my iPhone, do whatever I need to do, hop on the website, read, listen, whatever. I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to keep doing this. And people like you, you're the reason why we do this. You know, people that listen, got things to say, you know, have their views, their outlooks, their opinions. We love the feedback. So thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Most def, man. So y'all already know, man, we got a lot of things on the lineup today. As y'all know, y'all probably want to know what that track was that we started the podcast with, man. That was a new joint from French Montana featuring J. Cole and Rick Ross. It's called Diamonds, man. So, yeah, definitely check that track out. It's banging. And we about to jump right into the weekly blitz, man. Carter, who won last week, Carter? Who won last week? Who got the crown, bro?
The only reason you won is because I keep believing in the Eagles.
Oh, I put the Eagles too. So that's you can't use that cop out this week. I picked the Eagles too, man. We both took an L on that front.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you know who fucked it up for you, right? Do I have to tell you? Ooh. You went with the Bears without Cutler. Who told you to do that?
Nah, but see,
who told you to do that? But look, did you see that dude get destroyed by the 49ers, dog? But
look, though, it wasn't my fault that happened to happen to that man. Like,
yeah, oh my god, that dude got totally destroyed, bro.
But listen, things like that. You know what? Football doesn't love me. I'm gonna chalk it up to that. Football does not love me.
No, football don't love me, man. Did you see what happened to my Lions? Texans getting a touchdown that wasn't even a fucking touchdown? Let's talk about that shit.
Listen, the thing about that is the Texans, they're one of those teams that are gonna go to the playoffs regardless, so they gotta make them look good now. That's what that is, man. Your team was just one of those pawns that just was like, I'm gonna pluck this joint off the board. It's gonna fall on the floor. Somebody gonna sweep it up, put it in a garbage can. It's gonna go straight.
So what? So it was a conspiracy behind it?
Nah, man. It's politics, man.
Politics,
man.
Like, we can't have them Lions winning.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Not on Turkey Day.
Nah, can't do it. I'm sorry, yo, man. It happened.
Though. Hey, I mean, what can you do, man? Like, what in the world can you do, dog? You heard about my boy Sue, though.
Man, listen, that man is out of his mind.
We just talked about him last week.
Like, why he want all this crazy stuff to people? Like, man, you know what? I'm not even going to say nothing about that guy. That guy is out of his mind. Like, why are you stomping people? I'm like, this not no A-Town stomp. Like, what's up with you?
Hey, you think Sue crazy? You should check out the voicemail that your favorite listener left us, dog. I know you heard that shit, right?
You know what? You know what? Let's let everybody listen, because this right here is one of those voicemails where you just gonna be cracking up, and I'm not gonna say nothing. Mute me, please.
Okay. You mute it. He's on.
Hey, yo, I take a hit from Ndamukong Suh. Brian scared of him, bro. I take a hit from him with no pads. He can have all those pads on. I'll just stand there and let him hit me. Bet y'all get up and fight him still, because he a punk. Straight up turn up, bro. Straight up turn up. I'm out.
Straight up turn up. He turn out, bruh. He gonna take a hit with Ndamukong Suh with all his pads and helmet on, and he just gonna stand there and take it.
Yo, don't this guy know that he will go helmet to skull? Like, with no problem. Like, you giving it up like that?
Yeah. Yo, if he went helmet to chest, this dude, like, his front would be coming out of his back, son.
You're right. But all I can say is, man, listen, you funny, man. I will say that. You probably going to be the highlight of a couple of our SGM podcasts. But
hell yeah, dog. As long as you keep calling in, my nigga, you going to get airtime on this show, dog.
Right. You might become like the SGM mascot, dog. No bullshitting.
Oh, man. So we obviously can't pick the Lions game. We can't pick the Patriots game. And we can't pick the Redskins, man.
Why not?
Did you want to talk about any of those games before we jump into the Weekly Blitz this week?
All right, I got three things to say. You're bad Lions, good-looking Redskins, a Jets. What's up, man? Like, you know what? I ain't even going to say shit else. Patriots destroyed y'all. I ain't saying nothing.
49-19. That's all that needs to be said, bro.
They try to put up a 50-piece on y'all. Like, what? Like, really? Like, y'all so lucky they didn't get a 50-piece, like... Yo, I'm telling you, that ain't got a 50-piece no biscuit, dog. I'd have been cracking.
Duh, that shit crazy. That's one of the orders you got to call in first, man. You can't even walk in the store and just be like, yo, can I get a 50-piece? They'll look at you crazy.
They're going to be like,
they look at you crazy.
They're going to be like, we only deliver that. We can't have showing up in our store for shit like that.
Yeah, duh. Like, what's wrong with this man, duh?
Yo, that's crazy, though. But move on to the Weekly Blitz. All right. It looks like it's going to be an easy week. But who you got on the Titans and the Jaguars?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with the Titans, man. Like,
same
it,
here.
It pains me a little bit to do it, but, yo, I'm going to go with the Titans. What the hell?
Man, you got to go with the Titans, man. The Jags is like one win.
They ain't got MJD. I don't even think they got a reputable quarterback, so, yeah.
Yeah, dog. You can never go with the Jags for the rest of the season. Like, if you were a betting man... or a betting woman, definitely go to your bookies and always pick against the Jaguars. Always. I'm just keeping it a thing. Just keeping it a thing. Go against the Jaguars.
Hey, man, hey, let the Jaguar fans know where they can contact you at, dog, because I don't want that hate coming my way.
Well, they can reach me at 313-744-3766. Now, let's
like, yo, that ain't no Philly area code.
No, don't let them know. Alright, let's move
all right,
on.
So, Bills at the Colts, man. Who you got?
Well, I got. Alright, let me do a little bit of soul searching real quick. Hold on. This is gonna be hard. Bills at the Colts.
Are you really seriously putting thought into this, bro?
Yeah, man. Listen. You got to understand, man. Both of these teams ain't the best. You know what I'm saying?
Both of these teams ain't the worst either, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Indianapolis, man. Real rap.
I'm going there, too, man.
All right. Steelers at the Browns. Who you got?
You got to ask. Steelers, son.
Steelers. Let me think on this, man.
I know, because they done screwed you every other time. Every time it's like Steelers versus Ravens, and I pick Ravens, you go Steelers, and they never get you to win.
Yo, this, it hurts me for shit like this to happen, man. But all right, come on, Pittsburgh. Oh, I'm trying to think because
they at the Browns. I mean, maybe that'll help you go with the Browns.
Nah, because they just lost to Baltimore, and they still don't got Big Ben.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, but the Cleveland Browns are ass. They only 2-8. I'm going with the Steelers. That's it.
All right. So this might be a little bit harder for decision. Raiders at the Bengals.
Raiders at the Bengals. All right, let's think about this. I'm going with Cincinnati.
Okay, so I don't want to be on some Mr. Me Too shit. So I'm going to say the Raiders can get this dub.
You high out your mind, but okay. They just lost 3 straight. It's cool. It's
yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Broncos at the Chiefs. Who you got?
I'm going with the Broncos.
Did we even have to ask about that?
Nah, not really.
All right, well, Broncos it is. Seahawks at the Dolphins.
See, I went with the Seahawks last week. No, I went with the Dolphins last week, and they didn't give me that dub. I'm going to go Seahawks, man. Dolphins ain't been showing me no love, man.
All right, let me think on this. Miami, can y'all do the do? Let me think. Nah, they lost 3 straight, so I'm gonna have to go with the Seahawks.
Okay. Now, you should already know where I'm going with this. Falcons at the Bucks.
Who you got?
I'm going
Atlanta?
With them birds, man. I'm going with them birds, the Falcon boys.
So you're going with Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir. ATL stomp.
All right, now, they had a very hard time against Arizona.
They did, but they still got the win. That's all that matter. I don't care how hard the road was. As long as you get the win, bro, that's all that matters.
All right, check this out. Seeing as though, this is so hard because, like, all right, the Bucks is on a crazy winning streak right now. But the Falcons can pull out a crazy winning streak right now as well. All right, these are going to be one of those games where it's like,
Carter, I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody. If you got a tough decision, flip a coin, bro. All
right, hold on. Let me flip this cannon top. You know what I'm saying? For my new camera.
So what is that? If it's not heads and tails, what would you call that?
Cannon is on the top and it's blank on the bottom. All right. That's heads and tails right here. Hold up. It's heads. I'm going to have to go with Atlanta.
Okay. And right. It was probably blank, but, okay.
No, real right. I can take a picture.
I was just messing with you.
Okay. Right, Vikings at the Bears. Who you got?
See, me, these teams are in my division. My Lions just took an L. I don't want either one of them to win. And this year, that's possible. So, yeah, I want them to come out with a draw.
Damn. All right, well, seeing as though Cutler isn't in the building, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be
there,
right?
You know who's going to get that win, man.
I think the Vikings going to pull it out because Cutler ain't there.
I agree, but I'm still going to stick with my draw, man. I don't want to see neither one of the teams get the win.
All right, thanks for this. I'm going to go with the Vikings, you know what I'm saying?
Go for it, man. All
right, Ravens at the Chargers.
Oh, you already know, man. Give me them birds, them Raven boys.
Going to be more. All right, be more 8-2. They on the 3-game winning streak. Even though whatchamacallit ain't there, I'm gonna have to go with Baltimore as well.
Okay, seems Rams like, at seems the like Cardinals, man. Who you got?
Are we serious right now? Like, do you want to talk about this game?
Go for it. I want to hear what you got to say.
Arizona lost 6 straight. I gotta go with the Rams, dog.
See, I wasn't aware of that. So yeah, I'm definitely going with the Ram boys.
I gotta go with the Rams. Now, the game...
Ooh, this is a pretty game. These next two are so pretty.
Yeah,
Pretty Niners at the Saints.
Man, oh man. But why, though? Like, why I got to pick?
You got to, man.
Like, I don't deserve this,
you know,
right?
It ain't, you know, draw, so you can't do what I did.
All right, check it out. Do you think the 49ers can fuck up Drew Brees?
Oh no, man. I don't know. The way Drew's playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with who that, man. Who that?
I'm going with Who Dat too, man. I got to, dog. Like,
just in case y'all don't know, for all y'all Saints fans, what up? We going with the Saints, by the way.
Yes, sir, man. We definitely going with the Saints, bro. All
right, now, this game right here probably going to be like...
You already know where I'm going with this.
I'm going with Green Bay, dog. The Giants.
I'm going with my Giants. Division.
All right, that's cool. That's... What's up? I'm going with, like I told you, man,
I'm looking out for, even though my Lions have no chance of making the playoffs, I still want to see our divisional teams take L's. So, yeah, I'm going with the Giants, man. I think that Eli is going to bring it.
That deserves one of those evil laughs. All right, now we're going with the Monday night game. Ugh.
Okay.
Panthers at the Eagles. I swear to God. Right here, right now, if fucking Eagles lose, we not doing a weekly blitz no more. I promise you, dog. If my Eagles do not...
Hey, Carter, you know the sad thing about it, man? Is that I don't think you would be the only person that would be mad, man. I don't know if you heard this voicemail right here, dog. Somebody has something to say about your boy Cam.
Panthers? Really? Cam? What? Cam is like the worst player in the NFL right now. It's just sad. It's really, you know, bye.
Oh, is he okay?
Damn, did he cry?
Is he okay?
Bro,
Carter, is he okay? Like, I really don't know.
I think he had a break. Like, bro.
I don't know if that young man is okay. I really don't.
Wow. I'm sorry, man. I don't feel your pain. Like, I do feel your pain. The Eagles are the worst team in the league to me. And this is the reason. We have 6 straight losses. And our 3 wins look skeptical. So, I feel your pain, man. But... Well, who you got? Matter of fact, we never asked who you had.
I'm going with the Eagles, man.
You better have.
Is that a threat?
But that looks like that's the end of the weekly blitz for this week. All right, let's move into the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talked enough about football. It's time to move into the NBA. First things on the list. Why in the hell is Dwight Howard rocking the headband?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I turned my TV to ESPN to finally see the Lakers play. And what is gracing the head of Dwight Howard but a fucking headband?
Like,
why?
What he trying to do? Catch sweat? Like,
I mean, like, really, dog. I think he trying to not be like Shaq too much. Like, dog, you don't need to get a headband. For what?
Dwight,
there's nothing wrong with your hairline, dog. Why would you fuck with that?
Like, Dwight don't even have a baldy, though. Like, what what's up with it? Like, that headband look crazy. Like,
ridiculous, dog.
Yo, listen. Oh, my God.
Hey, didn't he have one that looked like the Star Spangled Banner or some shit?
I swear to God, dog. Mind you, the headband looked like Brian headband. Like, it's not... 7 inches long, but it's up on the top of his hairline. Like, what's up with him?
That shit is like, I saw that, and I just had to bring that to the show. To our SGM listeners, man, do y'all like Dwight with the headband? No homo, though, man. But do y'all feel that this man should be wearing a headband? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand why, man. Like, you're not going bald. You're not having a receding hairline. Like, why in the world are you rocking a headband, Dwight Howard, dog? That is the question. That's the question of the week right there.
Oh, we want to know, like, your head, the way he wear his headband is not even regular way. Like, his head is so small that he has to put the headband at the bottom of the back of his hair. Like, you know what I'm saying?
To make it stay on.
Like, he got that joint at the top of his hairline and the bottom of his neck, like... That's not how you wear a headband. You are supposed to wear a headband around the circumference of the back of your dome. Where that nugget piece at? Where that donut at? Like, that, you see, that's where you're supposed to wear your headband. Like, Hey, man, this is crazy.
I'm fooling right now, dog.
So, LeBron is laughing his ass off right now when he wears his headbands. He's like, yo, I don't think nobody going to be talking about my headband for a while. We got Dwight out here tripping. Like,
ain't no reason to talk about that nigga headband, dog. That nigga should look terrible, fam. Terrible.
All right, well, listeners, we want to know what you think. Do you like or dislike Dwight Howard rocking the headband? Leave us a voicemail.
It look crazy. Hey, I think your homeboy, Mr. Future Chief Keith, he has something to say about them Lakers. So since we talking about the Lakers, we'll go ahead and listen to his voicemail right fast, man. See what he had to say about them Lake boys.
Do it.
All right, what up, iPod King Carter? And up for discussion is Future or Chief Keith. And I want to talk about them Lakers, bro. Them Lakers ain't even good, bro. I murked the Lakers, bro. Lakers firing Mike Brown ain't gonna do nothing. Because they're still not cute. As long as they're not cute.
But he's like cute.
We're not talking
you
about
know,
it.
The Heat's gonna turn up. They ain't winning no titles, but if he's gonna turn up, that Orlando Magic gonna turn up with Aaron Afalo and JJ Redick, bro. JJ Redick, MVP. But,
JJ Redick, MVP.
They also got the New Orleans Hornets, bro. Anthony Davis, MVP, too, bro. Everybody, MVP.
Everybody, MVP.
Except Kobe. Kobe sucks. But, Miami Heat's cutest team of all time.
What?
And I'm about to murk y'all. QJB, what up, dog? I know you ain't on this podcast, but you got all the swag, bro. All right, that's nasty. Bye.
Yo, it is so much going on in that voicemail, Carter. I don't know where to start, dog. I'm gonna let you start. What are we talking about first on that joint?
No comment, dog. Like that voicemail is all over the place. He went from sports to cute to back to sports to everybody's MVP and then YouTube shoutouts. Like, like I don't. It's too much in that joint, dog. Man,
yo,
look.
your boy is wild, yo. Okay, man. So we talking about MVPs, right?
Yeah.
If somebody put up 138 points, that make them an MVP, right?
No.
No? I don't know. Have you guys heard about the homeboy that put up 138 points in the D3 league? Y'all hear about that?
So, I know niggas know about that boy, Jack Taylor. Man, listen. If you got a Twitter, I know you know about Jack Taylor. Don't act like you don't know about Jack Taylor.
Don't act like y'all think Jack Taylor is legit, though, man. Because I'm sorry. I got to break the news, man. That 138 points, man, it was a complete sham, dog. Like, he ain't do that shit legit. He ain't do it legit.
I know a lot of people are wondering, like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? He's the greatest. All right, let's
shut up. He's looking like a My Player for a minute. Like, if you look at the highlights, like, it's one highlight reel on YouTube. They got the gangster trap music in the background. All you see is Jack Taylor, layup three. Jack Taylor, layup three. And you'll be like, oh, shit, this nigga on his My Player shit. But when we look at his stat line, let's just break the stat line down. Free throws, 7 of 10. That's normal, right, Carter? That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal. 3-point field goals, 27 and 71.
See, nah, that's outrageous. How the fuck? Why are you shooting that many threes? 71?
Hey, Carter, have you ever taken that many threes with your My Player?
Son. The ones he made probably were the most I've taken. 71, God, it ain't that much time in the game.
Let's look at these field goal numbers. 52 out of 108.
Son, why are you shooting 108 times? Are you tired? Listen, I know for damn sure in the locker room, they probably had a casket for this man after he got done that game. God.
Hey, yo, I don't think none of the three Gatorades is going to work, dog.
None of that.
No. Hey, yo, Kobe Bryant was talking about he had to have Mamba blood in him, dog. I don't even know if that would be accurate.
Son, 108 shots, like, that's unreal.
Hey, like, you've seen the My Player videos on YouTube where cats be going for 100 points, dog. I don't know what they stat lines look like, but.
Nah, to tell you the truth, on 2K, you could probably go about 70 to 80%.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. But this dude,
crazy.
Like 108? Like, he said, fuck it, I'm shooting. Fuck, get him. Ball, coach, ball. Give me the ball.
But that's the thing, though. It was all built into the system. He ain't even had to ask for it. They was just giving it to him.
So this was like easy pickings.
Easy pickings, man. This is like when you go out there and they like, yo, listen, yo, Carter, man, we giving the ball to you, bro, all day, every day. Every time, as soon as you pop up on the court, man, the ball coming in your direction.
But what you saying is, this right here was not realistic.
No, it wasn't. Did those numbers sound realistic to you, dog? In any way, form, or fashion?
Yeah, if you playing my player, listen. When people start tweeting about Jack Tell, I say, damn, somebody going crazy in 2K.
I know, right? Yo, like, that's the most famous 2K player ever, dog.
Oh, real rap. All right, but let's get to some real right quick.
Some real basketball, right?
Yeah, let's get to how he did this.
Okay, let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? We have an article. It's going to be in the description for all the listeners. But basically, it's going to give you a breakdown of how the coach runs his offense for 40 minutes straight. So, the first thing is, every first shot is the best shot, no matter if it's from 5 feet or 25 feet. Preferably 25 feet. And this is because they want to get as many three-pointers as possible. That's why he jacked up 71 of them. Now, defensively, they say giving up an uncontested layup is better than forcing a shot clock violation, which means they rather a person go in for a layup and have three people trailing just in case that guy misses the layup so somebody can throw an outlet pass down the court so they can score efficiently. Now, you would think, okay, so where's the defense in that? They're saying give up an uncontested layup, no problem. The thing is, they do play defenses, and this is why. They press the ball handler all game long. So whoever has the ball, just think about it like this. You're going to get double teamed, and whoever you think you're going to throw it to, they're going to have somebody playing that passing lane so that they can automatically run down the court for a fast break. And the reason that Jack Taylor got 138 points is because they were feeding him the rock on fast breaks, transition offense, half court offense, give him the ball, let him score. This is his day. Now, when you think about that, you're like, oh no, that's a great game plan. That is a sham.
It is.
All that is they're playing in Iowa, mind you. They're not playing in anywhere big D1 school that's going to let that fly. Like, nobody would let that fly. Like, I don't care who you are. If you're playing against top-notch teams, you're not going to score 138 points.
It ain't happening.
It ain't happening. Like, they said that the way they run their defense, they have five alternating players being subbed out every minute because of how much pressure they put on the team defensively and offensively. Now, check this out. If you think about it, this is a good thing to do because if you're running a five-man set, you got Jack Taylor in the game, and you alternate four people in the game with him all game long, and they got pressure all game long while Jack Taylor stays at the half court line. And
says, just waiting for the ball.
Yeah, just waiting for the ball. Like, hey, I'm on a fast break. Come throw it to me. But if you play real basketball and you're subbing out guys every minute because you're constantly pressing a team and you're giving up uncontested layups, why isn't this team losing? Now, I will say this. Maybe if Jack Taylor was, you know, playing a humble game and stuff like that, and he wasn't going for the scoring record or whatever, he may have shot in a high percentage, because from the looks of it, 138 points tells me that he's an okay shooter. He can shoot. He's an athletic. He has agility. Because who can score 138 points in a game, even if they're running a sham?
You know, he made 52 field goals, man. 27 of them being three. So
that's what I'm saying.
That kind of tell you something. More than half of your shots came from the 3-point line. So, yeah, it's crazy though, man. But you can't blame it on Jack Taylor. This is all the coaches doing, man. Coach was like, listen, this is the way we running it, and that's the way they ran it, man. Because they have a thing about getting publicity, man. They want you to know who their college is, so they break these records every few years or whatever, man, just to gain that publicity. So if you thought Jack Taylor was a beast, nah, man, he not gonna be low. He's not going to be like Jimmer Fredette, man. Jimmer Fredette was legit. The boy was doing his thing. Even though, you know, not hearing much about him in the NBA. But nah, man. Jack Taylor is not going to be the next big thing, man. It was a sham.
Yep.
So we about to drop this track right here, man. This joint, Ace Hood, December 31st, man. Take a look into my eyes and just tell me what you see. Tell me, do you see the beast? They ain't want to let me off the leash. Way too many of them niggas sleep.
spitfire third degree. Pussy niggas don't wanna believe. Oh my mama, they gon' see. Got the hottest flow and I'm honest though. Fuck with a nigga, be modest for. My conscience know I'm kinda dope. Somebody let them bloggers know. Then when I let this column in, every year it's my time again. Underrated, they contemplating them top five in their conversations. They hurting people, been hating on me. Oh well, nigga, what's new? Still riding the maid back and they face mad when I came through. These niggas say that I made it. Gotta make a way for my baby. My mama crying in that other room and them tears are falling. I hate it. Next day I made me some changes. Man up, nigga, no complaining. Daddy left my younger stages. Ain't no choice, I had to make it. Will not quit and I will repent. And I won't consent with a nigga who snitch. Coop no top, it don't make no sense. Like a nigga who broke, it don't make no sense. Fish stay frames in a whip, no tint. And that Rolex split, so boy, they piss. Y'all fuck boys do make me sick. Yo, bitch, throw me C4 tick tick. And I got this shit. Tell it, I got him. Here go the war, standing beside him. You gon' need army, you gon' need navy, you gon' need soldiers, maybe Obama. It's that WETHGBES, carry the T. None of you niggas don't matter to me. Slaughter your feet, just slaughter your beat. Feed me rappers, Bon Appetit. Niggas be tripping, them choppers to speak. Came for the war, no longer the peace. Top of the blind to be able to see. None of these niggas ain't nothing like me. 24 years, ain't getting no sleep. 26 inches on my Jeep, feeling like shackles on my feet. Know the day that they let me free. Y'all in trouble, OMG. Please, oh please, nigga, pray for me. Killing this shit, war, R.I.P. I'm back with a B and a Mac on me. In the back of the Jeep, y'all looking for me. Capital A, capital C, capital E, H-double-O-D. Free my niggas till they all get free. Rep my city, gotta rep my team. Broward County president, that's the shit that I represent.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time for the game segment of this SGM podcast. It's time to talk about Black Ops 2. Now, I know a lot of people were saying, hey, this is the best game ever made. Oh, I love it. Jizz, jizz. But we're here to talk about the man that set the Guinness World Record in playing Black Ops 2. And what I want to do is I want to let Jay put his insight on this because he knows more about this than I do. I felt like a noob not knowing this. So, Jay, tell him what it is.
Oh, yeah, man. The homie, I ain't even going to say his name because I'll probably butcher it up. But a resident of Sydney, Australia, y'all, he set the freaking record for longest session of Black Ops 2. This man spent 135 hours and 50 minutes playing Black Ops 2. That shit cray. I know y'all wondering, how did he do it? Was it straight? Did he not eat? Did he not sleep? Well, according to Guinness World Records, man, you are allowed, when you're going for one of these gaming records, to take a 10-minute break every hour. They say that this dude skipped out on multiple breaks, and what he did was he only got a little bit of sleep, a little bit to eat, and then he finished it all off, a total of 135 hours and some change, and it took him 7 days to do it. And yeah, I think that shit is cray. Because let's just talk about some other people that tried to attempt it and what happened to them. Somebody else attempted this and they died from a pulmonary embolism. Somebody else attempted it and they died. What are you doing? Like, I mean, my nigga, doing this can lead to your death. So if it's anybody out there like, oh, he did 135 hours, I'm gonna beat him. No, you probably won't. You will probably beat him to the grave. So, anybody that's thinking about trying to do this, don't do it, man. Please don't. Because remember, people, you can't beat a Guinness World Record unless you have a Guinness witness. So even if you did it, if you didn't have somebody there to make sure that you really did it, you're gonna have did all of that in vain. So, Carter, what's your thoughts, man? 135 hours, setting a world record, playing Call of Duty, Black Ops.
I can break again this world record. You know what I'm saying? I got an hour and 35 minutes of raging. I can do that.
An hour and 35. I don't think that's going to cut it, man. We're talking 135.
Oh, my bad. Yo, that's... You know what? That is outrageous, man. 135. All right, let's put it like this. If I spent 135 hours in front of a TV playing Black Ops, I will be 135 pounds after that. I promise you, like... Being in front of the TV, all right, now, I know some games are addicting. You know, I might be like that when Grand Theft come out. I
already talk about you starving yourself when Grand Theft comes out. But you only plan to do that for a day.
For a day. 24 hours. That's the max. Because I'm going to end up beating the game in a day. So, I just can't see it, man. 135 hours being set. And he actually has somebody recording him, letting him do his thing.
I mean, in the picture right here, he got a female, you know, rubbing his shoulders, man. He getting massages and shit.
You look at his face, this nigga looks totally burnt out, man.
His eyes got
bags, they red. I mean, look real intense. He ain't even got a headset on. I mean, that shit probably got too heavy after a few hours.
You're like, man, fuck them footsteps.
Fuck that fucking Turtle Beach.
I mean, like, how did this man not go crazy raging, dog? I wish they videotaped this session. I would love to kind of watch it. I wouldn't watch all 135 hours, please. I got better things that I could be doing with my life. But, I mean, I would love to just get a video or audio of this dude raging. He had to. That would be a record. Somebody playing Call of Duty Black Ops without raging. I mean, I wonder how long somebody could go without doing that.
That's crazy, though, man.
Hey, but I got a question for you, though, Carter. And for anybody that's listening. What is the longest gaming session that you ever had?
I would have to say probably about...
I'm talking about straight. Like, no breaks for sleep, eat, or piss.
Probably like 13 hours.
Damn, you got me beat. You got me beat. What game were you playing?
I think I was playing either COD MW2 or COD Black Ops 1.
Okay. Dog, my longest session was 8 hours straight, no breaks, playing Gears of War 2.
See, and it's funny because they're shooter games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people would think, like, oh, well, why can't you play 2K for that long? Because after a while, you're going to get tired of running up and down the court.
And I tell y'all, man, like, I'll be the first to admit, I get bored with games quick, man. I'm that dude where I buy a game and then be pissed because I'm done playing it after like 2 weeks, man. Like, damn, why I spend that 60 on that? And let alone sitting in front of the TV for like hours upon hours. At the end of the day, like, I'd be like, man, like, after playing a few hours, I'm like, yo, I gotta do something else, man. I'm kind of bored. But, yo, like you said, it gotta be a game where you online, you gaming with somebody else. Those are the only time I had, like, them super long sessions. 8 hours was the longest. I want to know what our listeners, the longest y'all ever sat in front of a console or a PC playing a game, dog. Y'all gotta call in and let us know. 313-744-3766. Nice. Hey, Carter, let's kind of take a bet. What you think the longest is going
to
be?
We can
do it like a range.
40.
You think somebody played 40? Fuck, dog. If somebody played 40, shit.
Yo, listen. You'd be surprised by how many gamers I know. Like, gamers. Like, Blacktop alone. You know what? Hold up. Fuck.
I couldn't even imagine. Hold up,
Blacktop. How many hours did I log in with Blacktop? I think I had a live stream go for 8 hours, bro. Off the rip, yo. Like on some chill. You know what I'm saying? Like on some chill.
That is crazy.
I think I had a live stream go like 8 hours. Hold up. You know what? Let me check real quick, man. Damn, I didn't even notice that. Like I had a couple long ass live streams, yo. Hold up. Let me see.
That is a hella long live stream.
What we got? All right, this one was 4.5 hours. This one was 223. Let me see. This one was 5.5 hours.
Damn.
Oh, what's this one? I'm currently live streaming on GFS. Hold up. Hold up. All right, this one, 8 hours and 6 minutes, bro.
See, that's nothing. Crazy.
That's nut. That's cake.
That's crazy. Right. Somebody call in and break Carter's record, yo. All right, what's the next topic we got in this game segment, man?
All right, the next topic definitely is NBA 2K13. Oh, my God, NBA 2K13.
It's patch time, right?
Yeah, man. Operation Spurs has finally let loose the words that we've all been wanting to hear, but they were typed out. Basically, 2K is looking to drop a patch in 2 weeks. The only reason they're dropping this patch is because they're done with the Wii promotion, the promoting the game, bringing it out to the world. Yay, the Wii U has the game, but fuck, we've been waiting on the patch since October, bitch. I'm just saying, my bad.
I know how you feel, man. I know how you feel. Anything else you want to say about that?
By the way, I just dropped 2 videos on my channel about me being mad at the glitch because now I'm in the playoffs. Yay. Fucking sons of bitches. I lose the dunk contest by 1 point. Mind you, the motherfucker got 10 points higher than me. And it's like this. Jay, say you got 10 points and I got 10 points, right?
Uh-huh.
And say you get a 20 points and I get 10 points on my next dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, we're supposed to be tied, right?
I don't know, because you said we both started out with 20.
No, we both started out with 20. 10. You got
okay, we both started out with 10.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, I would have 30, and you would have 20.
Pete, my bad. Say I got 20 the first one, you got 10 the first one. You got 20 the second one, I got 10 the second one. We both had 30, right?
Yeah.
Nah, not in 2K's book. You going to have 31, my brother.
31? Where I get the one from?
It's magical. It's fucking magical, dog. Listen, it got so bad because I did not make a video for 4 days. That's how mad I was at that fucking video. I was pissed. Like, yo,
you raging, dog.
Raging. And then as soon as I lost.
Yo, I told y'all, that need to be the new Guinness record, man. The longest somebody can play a game without raging.
Yeah, I guarantee you, man. I probably set the benchmark at like 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Niggas ain't got it in them. Yo, listen, somebody told me they
got it. Hey, yo, man, your boy Chase Money, you shouldn't even try that, man.
Oh my God. Yo, he's going crazy. He's going crazy. He'll lose all the hair on his face. Mind you, ball.
Yo, that's crazy, dog. Hey, I want to hear it. Listeners, let us know how long y'all think y'all could play one of these games without raging, too, man. So when y'all call in, we want to know two things. The longest gaming session y'all ever had, and how long you think you could play a game without raging and losing your shit. So let us know that, man.
Hold up.
I think, Carter, you had one more topic for us, and then we're going to wrap up games.
Nah, we can add it on to what you just said. Also, we want to know, real shit dudes, fellas, homies, bros, keep it a bean with us. If you don't know what keeping a bean is, it means keep it 100. If you don't know what keeping 100 is, it means be truthful. Who in here, leave a voicemail, whoever got their ass whooped in any game by a female gamer? I do not want to hear no bullshit about females can't game. I seen my boy Duke the Killer almost get his ass whooped by a little 5.5-foot girl. So I want you guys to keep it a bean with us, man. Who's ever lost, may it be a shooter, a basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever type of game. If you ever lost to a girl and you heard through your headset, she talking about get on my level, gamu, 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 let us know. Leave us a voicemail, 313-744-3766. Yo, it's so hard because I want to laugh so hard.
Hey, yo, man, like, I'm going to keep it 100, man. For the dudes out there that might be scared to admit it, I can admit, I handed my girl a controller, my girlfriend, we was playing some Crazy Taxi, and yeah, she whooped my ass in Crazy Taxi, nigga. So, yeah, if your story is not as embarrassing as mine, go ahead and share it. Or if you have one that's even more embarrassing, please, be a man and share that. So you know the number, 313-744-3766. We want to know about you getting beat by girls, the longest you played in games, your longest gaming session, and definitely how long you could go without raging, y'all. So on that note, we gonna give y'all some music. This track right here, Nicki Minaj featuring the homeboy Lil Wayne, High School.
He said he came from Jamaica, he owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers, but he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings, bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby mother tatted, 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them, took them out to Belgium, welcome. Bitches this pretty, that's seldom, this box better than the box he was held in. I'm mama D in the outer, I call him Danny like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the top, but I never fuck with beginners. I let him play with my pussy, then lick it out with his fingers. I'm in the zone.
The group that's
in
high school, me and my group, we can slide through. Give it to you whenever you want, whatever you want. Baby, it's yours.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time for the music segment of SGM Podcast. It's time to listen to a quick voicemail before we get into it, though. Let's jump it off with this, y'all.
Let's do it.
Yo, what's up, Jay? I drop a call real quick. I'm just sitting in the car, going through YouTube, and I happened to come across a video talking about Cassidy and Meek Mill. And I had heard about it a few times, but I can't help but laugh at people who really think Meek Mill can beat Cassidy. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me. I'm not even around I wasn't a rapper, I guess, when Cassie was really popular, wasn't really in hip-hop then. I'm a rapper, big deal now. But Cassidy, from what I've heard, is pretty sick with freestyles, pretty lyrical, and pretty crazy. And I don't think I've heard Meek Mill go through a song yet without making either a sex, drugs, murder, sex, drugs, murder, and maybe one other outlandish, you know, crazy thing in his songs. Now, I don't think I've ever actually heard this dude make a straight, you know, just normal, cool song besides maybe Amen. And even then, he made a few references. It's like, I don't know, it seems like this dude can't make a trap for anybody without having some type of, you know, crazy thing to say that doesn't really even apply to his song. But, you know, I just want to drop that. Thanks for dropping another Upper Discussion podcast. Glad to see that. But, you know, I'll stay tuned and I'll talk to you later. All right.
Okay, man. So we got my man dropping a little knowledge on what he feels about Meek Mills and Cassidy. What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I kind of feel almost the same way. The thing is, Meek Mill has never been the most lyrical guy out of Philly. He just got the hood love of having hood bangers, you know what I'm saying, and putting the city on. That's the thing about Philly is nobody gets ahead unless you take Philly with them. You know, every rapper that's ever came out of Philly, if you wasn't in the hood or if you ain't had no bangers or some real shit that people could listen to, they're not really going to back you. You know what I'm saying? Beanie Siegel had things on lock. You know what I'm saying? He went to jail a couple times, and that's why his career never took off after that. Cassidy got into the car accident. He was doing his thing, but he wasn't really getting that much Philly love. You know what I'm saying? He was getting love everywhere else, but he wasn't getting much Philly love. You know what I'm saying? So when he got into his car accident, he tried to make a comeback. It didn't work out too well. Now he's dropping mixtapes and stuff and still doing his music thing, but he doesn't have a great buzz like he used to because he's an older rapper now. You know, Meek Mill is young. He got the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the younger generation. If the younger generation can't bob their head, stomp their feet, listen to you in the car, you know what I'm saying, recite some of your catchphrases and stuff like that, they're not gonna cling on to you like they would a lyrical rapper, you know, speaking that real rap. Now, it's definitely other rappers out there in Meek Mill age bracket, but they never got nowhere because they never got the right promotion. Remember when Meek Mill was younger and he tried to get a deal with T.I., then he got booked. T.I. got booked. Meek came home, T.I. came home, and Meek realized that that's not the lane that he can take, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to be able to grow with T.I. and Grand Hustle. So he hollered at Ross. Ross put him on MMG. And ever since he did that remix, that Rose Red joint with everybody, Meek just been it out of Philly. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying?
But we still don't argue the fact that if he was to battle Cassidy, he would get eaten alive.
Yeah, that's because Cassidy is a more lyrical rapper.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? Even though both of these guys don't have that much battling experience, such as Cassidy only seen in one battle ever and backed out of a lot of battles, and you've seen Meek battle a couple guys when he was a young bull. You know what I'm saying? A young bull, but that style of rap isn't the type of rap that's going to get you ahead. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, like we talked about the URL TV, Grind Time, you know, King of the Dot, rappers are more lyrical now. You know what I'm saying? They have something to say. You just can't relate to lowering the clip, putting it in your chest, bow, bow, and it's rap. No, people ain't talking about that. Now people use metaphors. You know, real rap is kind of old. You feel me? Nobody really likes that much. People like a metaphor where you got to say it and slow it down so people can get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? People want to think nowadays. You know, back in the early 2000s, everybody wanted to click, clack, bang, but now it ain't like that no more. So,
nah, man, people want quality music. I know I do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get sick of that crap, man. And that's just like the homie K was saying in the voicemail, man. Big up for the V-mail, dog. We appreciate it. And I agree, man. Like, I'm getting sick of that trash music where people keep talking about the same shit, blase blah, the same crap over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But like you said, man, that's what's hot in the streets. That's what people stomping their feet to and, you know, pumping their fists to. So it's going to continue to be hot, and it's going to continue to fill those people's pockets, man. So, I mean, that's your hustle. You know, that's your hustle.
Exactly. Now, let's move on to a little bit of more beefing. But this time,
I don't know if we could call it that, but okay.
All right, we got a cat fight. Is that cool?
Yeah, cat fight looks
good. All right, we got Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey beefing, going at it, diva versus diva, on that show, American Idol. Now, we all know that Mariah Carey was first signed on. She was going to be the hit star for being a female on that show. And then, out of nowhere, Nicki Minaj came out of left field and was like, oh, you want me on the show? No problem. I'll be on the show as well. Yeah, exactly. Now, this is the funny thing. Both of these ladies have a song together.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these ladies have their own ideals, images. How should I say? What's that word? It's on the tip of my tongue. Personalities. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They have a lot going on their own. And the thing is, Nicki Minaj, she was trying to be humble to Mariah Carey. But her side of the story is this. She came to set. Mariah Carey wants to be the only female on American Idol judge table. You know what I'm saying? And of course, two females are better than one, you know? So Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Exactly. So Mariah Carey, Nicki said that she was throwing shots at her all the time, you know, back and forth. And Nicki was like, don't worry about it. And then one day, this is all on YouTube. You can search this. Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey beef. Yeah. Nicki snapped on Mariah.
Yeah, it's hard to hear what she said, but you can tell.
They got a lot of videos, you know, putting the words in, like filling in.
Oh, I ain't seen those, John.
Yeah, man, you need to look it up. But basically, Nicki Minaj snapped on her, told her, you know what I'm saying? She told her some real hood shit. Mariah Carey just hit her with the, oh, why is there a 3-year-old on this stage? Blah, blah, blah. You're keeping me from going to go see my kids. Because if you think about it, Mariah Carey on the flip side said that Nicki Minaj just blatantly snapped out this time. She was keeping her from going to go see her kids because when a person snaps out on a set and they're recording, you have to keep reshooting. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's keeping her from literally seeing her kids. And when Nicki Minaj walked off stage, a lot of people are saying that she said, if I have a gun, I will shoot Mariah.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Mariah talking about I'm getting more security. The people on The View is going back and forth.
I still feel, I'm sorry, man. Call me a cynical person, a skeptic. This is all publicity, man. They want to get people watching this show, dog. So that's what they do. What do? You put two females that have two of the biggest egos in the entertainment industry, and you put them up against each other. That's what people want to see. They want to see the drama, man. So they're going to get people to come in and record numbers, watch the show to see if, oh, will they snap on camera? Both of these females have history of being nuts. Mariah for real, Nicki just acting crazy. But anybody knows that when you put two people that could possibly go berserk on the same set, that it's going to possibly make fireworks. And you definitely know everybody want to watch the fireworks. So I don't know, man. I think it's all for publicity.
I feel that, but at the same time,
ain't nobody swinging.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's move on then, man. We done with the cat fight. All right. Now I see right here on our nice little outline, Lil Wayne retiring.
Yeah, that's what they say. After he dropped that next Carter, the Carter 5, he calling it quits. He like, yo, man, I've been rapping since I was 8 or 3 or some shit like that. I'm almost 30, bro. I'm done after this, man. It's time for me to, you know, pack up my bags and be out. Now, Carter, are you buying that?
Hell no. Look at Hov.
Are you buying that?
Hell to the no.
I mean, dog, come on, right. Dog. This man is a self-proclaimed cash money millionaire. That's what they care about. They want to be cash money billionaires. They're a long way from that number, dog. So, you ain't gonna be able to hang it up at 30 and just be like, no, I'm done, man. I'm done.
I look at it like this. The Carter 5 is basically gonna be Wayne's Black album. That's
you think it, you really think it's gonna live up to that?
No, not live up to it. That's gonna be his Black album, like, oh, I'm done.
But everybody know the Black album was cold, though.
Nah, the Black album was cold, but everybody thought that was really his last album.
Yeah. But I'm asking, is it going to be like the way Jay did? Like, it was cold and people was at the fact where they screaming, yo, you got to come back. You got to come back. What album did he come back with? Was it, I can't remember if American Gangster came out or was it Kingdom Come?
Kingdom Come.
I know it was both one of those two albums. I can't remember which one dropped first though.
No, it was definitely Kingdom Come because he had the joint. Hey. Okay. He came with that joint.
Okay.
I never forget because there's like
the joint from the Budweiser commercial with Danica Patrick and shit and the Ferraris. Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely his way back, man. That's when Jigga was like, yo, big money.
Like, what'd he say?
Big money was at the dough.
He said, I got a Hoya chick, lawyer chick, some. Yo, he was going crazy. That's when Beast Chairs and all that shit came out. When it was really like, he was going hard on them Dipset niggas and shit. Yeah, that was definitely Kingdom. American Gangsta didn't come out until the album drop. I mean, not the album, but the movie drop. Yeah. And then he came with the Blueprint 3. So.
Yeah, I know I was in college when it happened, so I just couldn't remember. Like, I was in school when both of those albums dropped, so I just couldn't remember which came out first.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to recall about what chick I was with, but, you know, that didn't really help. So.
Towards Lil Wayne retiring, leave your thoughts at 313-744-3766. Damn, we promoting the hell out that number. But,
No, dog. Y'all niggas need to just go ahead and put that in y'all phone, for real.
Yeah,
man.
Just store us, man. Damn, just hit the plus button after you type it in. Shit. Oh, iPhone users, my bad. I don't know if everybody got that.
Yeah, you know, some people still in that BlackBerry life.
All right, look, this right here is probably the biggest topic of the day.
Hey, you know what? Everybody that didn't make it to this music segment, they're going to be missing out, dog, because this is going to be like the funniest shit. And I'm not going to allow you to use this as the snippet for YouTube. No, you're not going to be able to give them this good content right here, dog.
Why not?
Tell them what we about to be talking about, yo.
Damn, dog. That's I'm kind of shook up right now. How you not going to let me use the footage, though?
Because they need to listen to the whole journey, dog. And you gotta, we gotta say the best for last sometimes. And this is one of those cases where we saving the best for last. Cause I know this segment is gonna have people cracking up.
All right, man. NBA's best and worst rappers.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Who you want to go with? The top 10 best or the top 10 worst?
Let's start with the top 10 best.
All right. Well, it's a website that's going to be in the description of the top 10 best rappers of all time, basically, here. But me and Jay are going to pick our top three.
Now, well, our top three is the same in both categories, so, yeah.
Cool. All right, so let's go with number three and the best. Who is at number three? Would that be Kevin Durant?
Yes, sir, KD. I know some people like, KD? That nigga rap? Yeah. KD rap?
KD got bars.
Hey, you don't believe me? Listen to this.
My dreams coming to fruition, a money coming in like they pay me a tuition. Swag what they talking, man, I'm the definition. And I'm in a different class like I'm sitting in detention. Sitting in the ghost, I'm riding down the interstate. Tay strapped up, cause you know these niggas finna hate. I take my place at the top of the throne. I don't care if they really think they own. I'm from the east side, SP is where I reside. Wanna see what KD ride, hold up, just let me decide. Choosing from a variety, niggas catching anxiety. 23, a lot of fucking cheese, so inspiring.
Hey, Carter, does that...
Tough.
Do we need to say anything else?
Tough.
Do we need to say anything else?
Tough.
you didn't hear it before, but now you heard it, so yeah. Number three is KD, baby. Who we got at number two?
We got my boy Lou, you know what I'm saying? Lou Willville. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? I know he's Atlanta's own now, but former Sixer, you know what I'm saying? Lou Williams.
But yo, you Carter, you know this is the thing. They just heard KD, and they like, Lou Will? I ain't even, that. You talking about the little nigga with the curly hair? Like, that nigga? That nigga rapping?
They must not remember Lou Will from Bow Wow Cribs, John. Don't remember Lou Will being out there and shit, them rap niggas like that.
They don't, man.
They don't remember Lou Will hanging with Meek Mill all day.
I don't think they believe us when we say he tears shit up. He wrecks shit.
Let them niggas hear. Hey, I be riding in my old hood, but I'm in my old whip. Picking up my old, heard that was your new. You be tricking cash out. My money never use it, cause you gon' keep a flat. And FBI abuse it. I came to Philly, not asking for no favors. Accepting handouts, no sugars from my neighbors. Remember me bench riding, I get that tick now. And now these bandwagon on my now. Thank God all these games I done played it. 60K game, all this money I done made. I have made my first.
That shit right there, man. I'm telling you,
dog. When I first heard that, I'm just like, yo, that nigga Lil Will got crazy bars, man. And not even just the bars. Yo, he just eating the track up alive, yeah, dog. Like, I would have almost thought that was his track.
He got flow, man. Real rap.
So who we got coming in at number one, dog?
A classic. You know what I'm saying? An innovator. I would have to call this man an innovator. You know what I'm saying? Because he came in the lead rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just gotta let him know, man. Shaq. I dribble around like basketballers. People call me 18. What's that, Shaq, man? Extra tallums. You're better than Shaq Tech. Fool, shut up, liar. I lean on a statue of liberty when I get tired. Then I punch her in the stomach, I don't give a heck.
Hey, yo, why you pull the hooker like that?
Yo, she beats on my neck. People walk around like, yo, they get charged. But I'm big like a gorilla. 6'7", that's long. I kick rhymes like New York Kwong do. I smoke the mic like Cheech and Chong do. You don't like Shaq, frankly, I don't give a damn. I know I got skills, man. I know I got skills, man.
Yes, Shaq sir, Shaq Diesel, Shaq Fu.
what you know about it?
That's the thing. They don't remember that name, dog. Shaq Fu, dog.
I don't know nothing about Shaq Fu.
Yo, I know a lot of people like, oh, damn, I remember Shaq. Listen, I know y'all remember the Genie movie, man.
Got to.
I know y'all remember the Man of Steel movie. Like, this boy, in every movie Shaq done ever did, he always tried to put in his rapping career, yo. And you got to look at, yo, come on, the Kobe this. The Kobe this, man, Kobe trying to know about I got in my sick to be like, yo, remember that? Yo, listen, real rap, man. Shaq got to be number one, man, because he is the real innovator for this, man. Like, he had all these NBA players thinking, oh, I could be a rapper. It ain't hard,
man. Like, that's the thing. He is the dude that made NBA players be like, yo, I can spit bars. I can get high on the mic. I could do this. They so pumped up. They feeling like, I can do this. And you know what? Some of them can. But you know what? Some of them can't. And some of them can't.
It's time to get into the ones who can.
Some of them can't. I just can't say that enough, man.
Listen, I don't even want to speak on this right here. I want you to read off the three words. I don't want to laugh.
Before I can even do that, I have to apologize first to all of our listeners. I pray to God that, you know, your ears, your mental stability will be okay after hearing this, man. Number three, worst rapper, NBA rapper that is Steve Francis.
Steve, what the hell was you thinking when you made that music video, cuz? Yo, when I seen that shit, I was cracking the
Tell him he wasn't on top of the world, dog.
Yo.
And, hey, you couldn't tell him he didn't have bars, man. Just listen.
Come get a glimpse of this incredible pimp flash. The seats were suede, the luggage was Louis. A handbag was Prada, but the shoes was Gucci. New Jack City, we can make us a movie. Put that dope stick on, you got your feeling like poof. Yeah.
Oh my God, my ears. My ears, bro.
Horrible.
Oh, man. Number two. Y'all probably didn't even know this dude graced a mic. And that's a good thing, because he should never, ever grace a mic in his life again. I'm talking about none other than Jason Kidd. He want to know what the kid did. The kid did something that he shouldn't have never done, which was talking to a damn microphone. Stay your ass on the basketball court, old man. Oh my God, just horrible, man. I don't want to play this, but I got to.
Jay Kidd from the town, OAK. He came from a newcomer, so they say. I'm a new kid on the block, but they jump still. I got skills with the rock.
And you be Austin like Steve Austin. Steady fall, so we cash up from hitting mash burn.
On the break, you want me to take you still. What a luck, right? It should look.
More steals than Ricky Hinn from the crack team.
I give assists like a high school tutor. But who the hell's it be the kid was easy?
People wanna know what the kid did.
But ain't nothing going on but cash and be ballin'.
People wanna know what the kid did.
I hope nobody's ears are too hurt from that. I mean, Carter, you okay? Your ears alright?
son. I think I'm about to have an aneurysm.
Dog, then, I mean, I hate to do this to you because we gotta present to the people the worst NBA rapper of all time. All time. Like, yo, if it was somebody worse, my nigga, like.
Form. Yeah, I could spit a verse form. I could spit a verse. Like, no.
We are talking about none other than C. Webb, Chris Webber. When I tell you, no, I ain't even gonna tell you. Just listen.
I need to sit down.
Thought things would change when I made a couple duckets. But I see we like crabs in the bucket. That's my theory, hear me clearly. I got these fake near me. I'm weary, been burned severely. Sip the Remy when it ain't no Henny. I pray to God to chase these ghosts that's in me. Puffing cigars like a chimney. Really, it seems silly to deal me. They blind, I'm braille, so feel me. Troubles down the grip of my life. On some Jerry Springer's popping, giving me lip. I should flip. It's like I'm fighting life with a gun, but no clip. Stabbing it, jabbing it. Just taping you from my cabinet. Cause I can't take no chance. Life played one more song for me. I gotta dance.
Did you hear that, man?
Yo, why does he sound like Notorious B.I.G. with a speech impediment and fucking mental retardation?
I'm sorry, man. I had to sit down for this. I had to sit down.
Dude, like, and this dude want to claim the D? Like, that is an embarrassment to Motown and everything that is music in the city of Detroit. Who gave that man a microphone, dog?
Your city.
No, my city would never do that.
You sure?
Never do that, man.
You sure?
I don't know how that man got a mic, dog. Like, he should be outlawed. You know how people can go get their CCW? That nigga, he don't even need to have a CCM. He shouldn't be able to carry a concealed microphone, dog. you can't do that, man. You can't carry a microphone at all, bro. Like, I mean, no. And the sad thing, Carter, you know this man has a studio in his mansion somewhere.
Yeah, you already know he do. But the funny thing to me is, you like the way he gracing the stage trying to be an analyst now, right?
Yes.
He said, man, if I can't make it as a rapper, then I guess I'll be an analyst.
You see me on MTV, I'm singing, playing ball on NBC, ABC, and ESPN.
You know what, man? This man probably played for rapper to rapper game back in the day. See, the Young Bucks, they not gonna know nothing about that.
Yeah, but they don't know nothing about that PS1.
Chris Webber, he played for rapper to rapper and thought, yo, I can do it too. If for rapper can do it, I can do it.
That's a damn shame, man.
Oh, man, dog.
Like, I don't even want to move into the next topic because this topic was so sour. But we got to do it, man. We got to go with the cash pass for the week.
Man. It's the last thing. They expecting it, man. Let's bring it on, dog.
All right, I'm going to bring it in like this. Cash or pass. I can't sing, but we gon' cash or pass.
Double made it short, James Long limos.
Hey, Carter, regardless of how you just sounded, Chris Webber, I mean, like, that's the only way anybody can sing or rap behind Chris Webber. And it's like, you know what? Nigga, you ain't that bad, dog. You really not. You not, man.
Real rap, man.
Now I understand why whack rappers get deals.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I would do? Like, I would open my fucking, you know, my demo tape with some Chris Webber playing.
Since my crew bitter, we got niggas bitter. I sing a couple words to your bird and I hit her. She got a kid, nigga, what? I pay for babysitters. She got some friends, nigga, what? I hit them hoes this winter, nigga.
Turn on the light!
And then just come through out of nowhere, just start rapping that, like, yo, you saved him. Like, he is the next hot thing. That was the saving grace right there.
I think that's what Future did, man. He was like, all right, let me play this C-Web real quick.
Niggas is jealous. If it was phase, they never set us. Your girl was impressed when she met us. Woke up and made breakfast. My fellas, you can't forget us. Fetish for letters.
And it seemed like, yeah, y'all remember that, right? Remember that? So we gonna ride with this. Turn on the light.
Well, we good, man. We good.
He's like, I'm looking for.
Like, yo, I don't think that's that bad. Oh, play that C-Web. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward too.
All right, y'all. So, Kesha Pass this week is going to be none other than Rihanna's Unapologetic.
All right. First off, Jay, can you go first? I need to think about this.
I got more notes on this than I got Neo. I don't know how y'all gonna feel about that, but
go ahead.
Yeah, I got enough for that.
I got a nice little rant. Don't worry. I'm gonna let you get into the facts, the terminology, the technical breakdown of this album.
Okay, man. Okay, I got a track for track review for y'all. First things first. If you want to know, this is my main overview of the album. This is a club album. Club, C-L-U-B, album for the hood and the world. So if you in the club, whether it's in the hood or around the world, this album is going to be for you. Now, for people like myself, I don't club no more. Here's what I got to say about it. Track number one, Fresh Off the Runway. You know the first things that came to my mind when I heard this? She rapping now? She rapping now. Are you serious?
Female.
Why is she rapping, son? What is she doing?
She feeling
that, herself. That was the first thing that I thought. Then you know what? I fell back and I was like, yo, damn, this beat is rocking. Then they slowed that shit down and I was like, yo, this track is crazy. And then I was like, you know what? The Dream did this shit. And I said The Dream did it before I even went and looked at the credits and was like, yo, The Dream really did that shit. I knew it was The Dream. And I will totally be shocked if this does not become a single. Fresh Off the Runway, that track is dope. I'm sorry. I got to give it up. Outside, if you can get over her rapping, Fresh Off the Runway, I rocks with it. And I will be surprised if The Dream does not cash out and turn that into a single. Now let's talk about the track that everybody done heard, Diamonds. It's straight. I mean, it's nothing special for me. That's all I got to say about it. Number three, we got a track called Numb. Homie Eminem graces this beat. Graces this song. M verse was alright, but you know, I rocks with it because I ain't heard M spit since, what was that? Good Meets Evil. Bad Meets Evil. With the homeboy Race to Five. So the beat for Numb was dope. Then we come to this track called Pour It Up. She rapping? Again? Are you serious? Rihanna, who told you? Who told you that you can rap?
Chris Brown.
I swear to God, man, on this track, she was trying to be on some female Jeezy shit. But at the end of the day, I told y'all, this is a club album. And this is a club banger, dog. So y'all gonna love that. Now, number five. Number five had me feeling like my man that we heard calling in earlier, talking about Cam Newton. I got one word for y'all. Future. Future. And this is my warning for everybody. Listen to this bullshit at your own risk. You don't believe me? I can go on. Notice that this song spells the word love. Everybody know love, right? L-O-V-E. Why the fuck is this word spelled with 8 E's? The fuck? Who spells love with 8 E's? And then I'm listening to the song and Future actually spells love during the song and he spells it with 8 E's.
No!
Not only that, he managed to sneak in Turn Up in a fucking love song.
Turn up.
The words Turn Up,
turn up.
Are featured in a love song. I really don't want to go on with my review, but that's only track five. So I'm going to make these last ones really quick for y'all.
Number six is a track called Jump Is Cool. I thought it was like laser guns and shit, like somebody was having a fucking laser tag fight.
Okay, next track, number seven. Right Now, it's a traditional Rihanna track. When you think Rihanna, this is what you think. Number eight, track called What Now. I seriously thought I was listening to Kelly Clarkson or Avril Lavigne for a minute. I had to remind myself that I was listening to Rihanna. On the track number nine, it's the slowest song on there, but you know, it is what it is. It's the slowest song. Everything else is high pace. It's a club joint, but they threw this track Stay In There. It's the slowest thing you're going to get on the album. Now, number 10, Nobody's Business. Shout out to my homie, The Dream. But dog, y'all knew this track was coming. She had to put Chris Brown on there. And they talking about, it's nobody's business what they doing. Y'all gonna love that. I know people gonna love that track. And, you know, I can't be mad at y'all, man. Do what you gotta do. Wrap It Up, every other song on the album, I'm like, it was alright. Number 11, it was on some Prince type shit. Number 12 was blah. Number 13 was blah. Number 14 was cool. And then at the end of the track, the end of the album, half of me, I like that. I fucks with that. And these are bonus tracks, the last few tracks that I was talking about. But yeah, that's my total review. And yeah, if you into that club shit, this is definitely gonna be a cash for you. Me personally, I'm a pass just off of track number 5. Love with 8 E's. With 8 E's. 8 E's. Oh. Carter, take it away. Take it away, please.
All right. Since we got the technological breakdown of every track, I'm gonna just say this. Rihanna, shout out to you, girl. And this is why. You are the best reggae, hip hop, R&B, pop, country, techno, alternative rock, hard rock, rock, Caribbean. Like, what, like, bitch, how many artists are you? Like, like, what the, like, yo, you got so much tied up into this album, I don't even know where to begin. You, alright, this album should have been broken down into 4 discs. 4 tracks for each disc. Yo, this album is all over the place.
It is.
Mind you, the track with Future, fuck you. Why would you, listen, you make a song called Love Song. When you went in the studio.
Carter, we can't call it that. It's Love Song.
This chick just wanna roll me. Shake my hand once and think they know me.
Nah,
and,
but look,
my son, I don't sound that bad because y'all heard Chris Webber a few minutes ago.
Well, listen, though. Let's keep it a bean, shorty. When you went inside the studio and Future came through, you remember watching that video on YouTube when the bull was mad as shit he had to be there and record Future.
Yeah, producer.
So this is what you did. You said, hey, babe, go ahead, do your thing. No time limit. He went in the track. He said, hey, turn up. Throw me some auto-tune. Then he said, throw me some auto-tune. She said, all right, did you write your stuff? He said, yeah, take a look. She grabbed your iPhone, scrolled once, and it was a rap. She said, okay, time to go make a fucking fool of yourself. What the heck? Rihanna, listen. I know you wanted to play a practical joke on Future, but you didn't have to put it on your album.
Oh.
And let's talk about this Diamonds track. You gave us a deluxe edition with 100 different diamond alternative track. Like,
why?
Who would purchase your deluxe version when you giving us the same song, different beat? If it was that fucking deep, you should have just dropped shit a cappella. We could have thrown our own fucking instrument.
Anything we wanted to, right?
Goddamn, Ray. I'm like, really? Oh, come on, man. Then, I don't even think I've seen the track with A$AP Rocky on there. Like,
I don't remember that.
Man, listen, that album, for the ladies in the UK, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all going cash.
Yo, that's cash, but I told y'all, club goers is gonna love it, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be niggas in the hood, Carter, I bullshit you not, that's gonna love that Future song. I will not be surprised if that's a single.
Yeah, that's simple, yeah. But the thing is with me, man, I'm gonna have to pass on the album just because it's not my feel. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it ain't mine either, man. Like, I mean, the one or two tracks that I did like is just like, it's not enough for me to go back. It's not enough for me to actually put it on my phone, dog. It's not enough for me to definitely go pay for it. I'm sorry. I mean, granted, I will admit, I didn't pirate this album because I just didn't have that much faith in it even. I listened to every single song on YouTube. I streamed it. I just was not committed to it. And it's definitely a pass for your boy.
It's definitely going to have to be a pass for me as well. But all you club bangers and, you know,
y'all going
to
love it.
You ladies that go out there in 30-degree weather with them 6-inch heels, Y'all gonna love this album.
Yeah, shout out to the homie The Dream, because his track was, man, his track was dope, man.
Yeah, The Dream made hits all the time, man. He made hits.
That nigga's a hit maker, man.
That might be our next one, man. We definitely gotta talk about Keisha. We definitely gotta talk about Nicki Minaj Reloaded Drink. We got a couple albums to talk about.
Let's flip a coin and we'll pick who gonna be next, man, because I would love to listen to something that's gonna be a lot better quality than this Rihanna, man, dog.
Put it to you like this. Keisha Cole album is more of a love feel.
You know, okay. So kind of like on some Neo stuff. Well, Neo is techno. I couldn't deal with a techno Keisha Cole. If that happens.
Trey Songz. That's
she on some Trey Songz?
That's how her album feel. It feel more.
Okay, true. I can rock with that. Yeah. I can rock with that.
But that looks like that's the end of the SGM podcast for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I know y'all been here for a long time. I know y'all ears is probably like, thank you for... Oh, my bad. I was on my C-Web shit. But
nobody can be on some C-Web.
We definitely appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening. Hey, Jay, man, take them out with all the outlets and shit. Just Google me. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all know. Y'all can follow the SGM podcast on Twitter. That's SGM_podcast. Definitely show us love on iTunes, man. Y'all know what to do. Leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what your thoughts are of the show. Please, please hit the hotline. We will play y'all voicemails on the show. Y'all see that. Depending on what the category it is, that's when you can, you know, look for your voice depending on what you was talking about. And if you don't know, what you need to do is put this number in your phone. It's 313-744-3766, y'all. Now, we got a track for y'all. Of course, we was talking about Rihanna, so we're going to close this out with Kanye West and Rihanna, the Diamonds remix. This is the one track that I was feeling. Kanye did his thing on this. I hope y'all enjoy it. Until next time, y'all, this is the SGM Podcast. Deuces!
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? That ain't important. Illuminati? High society, we in this party and nobody invited me. We going crazy, I always use my best sense. But it don't matter cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxing, relaxing, shooting some pool and playing some b-ball outside of the school. And girls with they top off outside of the pool and whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. You just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. And parties at Richie is getting risky. Victoria's Secret show, they miss me. Voices in my head, I need choices in my bed. Ah, get out my fucking head, it's just me and my bad. So you can say I'm on my Brad Pitt. Nah, back to the lot, familiar I'm aligned with. Before I betray them, I slip my wrist. At the top, it's just us. Cause I don't really trust them. And we made it through the hurricane. So celebrating like the Murray Jane. We gon' make it, that's on everything. Truest girls get half naked every spring. It's saying, hey Kanye, we need you to go deeper than Tayson Day. Cause my verses got pain. Chocolate rain, so many lines you photograph and it may ombre. Woo! On the radio, man, I miss myself. I need to just step back and kiss myself. Baby, just step up and kiss the belt. A little lower, that's what's up. Somebody pull her another cup. Is it too much to ask you keep your diamonds up? I swear until my time is up. My style, sex in the shower. So fresh.